Welcome to another teaching from Spirit of God Ministries Worldwide. We pray that this blesses you greatly. Here is today's message in progress.
You know, sometimes on Wednesdays we talk about placing a draw, and I'm not sure if you guys know what that means or not, but I feel like I need to share a little bit. Sometimes with what's going on in the world, it seems as though everybody is scrolling through the Facebook posts and sending YouTubes and the latest, greatest revelation that they heard. And I'm not against any of that. But I want to caution us to not get so desensitized to what the Holy Spirit is saying to you. What is He saying to you today? And as we stay in the technology world, I don't know how long we're going to be doing these broadcasts like this, but this is no different than coming to a meeting in person. You're not coming to see me. You're not coming to see Holly. You're coming to meet with the Lord. And this is a place where we are hosting His presence and believing for His full manifestation to overtake us and bring change into our lives. And one of the things that I like to tell people is place a draw on Holy Spirit. And what does that mean? That means, are you just showing up, just checking in, you know, as you're doing your laundry? Or are you setting apart time? Are you asking Jesus the questions of your heart? There's a lot of questions out there. Right now, all of us should be asking questions to Jesus, Holy Spirit, and Father God. We should be seeking Him and asking Him, is this truth? What is your truth? Because we are hearing so many opinions of man and so many opinions of people, and it's important to stay grounded in the Word of God. What is the Word of God saying to you today? What is the Holy Spirit speaking to you today? And, you know, it might be a good idea to ask the Holy Spirit to help you place a check in you. Are you spending too much time on Facebook? Are you spending too much time working on that list? Are you setting up any time to be alone with Him? Are you taking the time to spend time seeking His face? Are you tucking away with your Word, the Word of God, in your journal? It's very easy to let the days go by. And I believe that there's impartation in this season, deep impartation for every one of us. Now, I know one thing, God's not usually chasing people down to pour into them. It's the vessels that are open and ready that will get filled. And I'm reminded again of the 10 virgins. And I'm reminded again of, you know, when Jesus returns, will our vessels be full? Will we be ready? And I believe the time and season we're in is a opportunity to grow closer in relationship with Holy Spirit, Jesus, and the Father. And some of you are listening to this and you have no idea what that means. You know, you've sat in church, or maybe you've never been to church, and you just don't understand that Jesus is alive on this side of heaven, that Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. He's a comforter, and He leads and guides us in all truth. And His desire is to fill us with His truth. And so, you know, with this next month that they're talking about, you know, that we'll be pretty much not allowed to socialize in large groups. During this season, are you socializing with the one that matters? Are you spending time worshiping? You know, sometimes people say, well, I only know how to worship when I'm in a church service. And if that's you, I want to tell you tonight that's such a short measuring stick. That is such a small area of opportunity, because the greater area is when you are alone with Him, when you close your door and just tell Him how beautiful He is, how wonderful He is, how much He means to you, and thank Him for everything He's done for you. And when you sit with them and you ask him if there's stuff that's on his heart, or, you know, how would he want you to pray over a situation? See, I feel like the body of Christ at large has, we all start out this way, where it's all about us. Me, 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 me. Fill me, what about me? I want it all. And I do want it all. I want everything that God has released for me to have. But there comes a time where we have to start growing spiritually and denying our flesh, so to speak. What I mean by that is, when the desire rises up in our spirit to worship Him, it's important to worship Him. And you don't have to run to your bedroom. You can just close your eyes quietly and just tell Him how awesome He is. Just tell Him how beautiful He is. Just tell Him how much you love Him. And I'm reminded of a story, you know, years ago, I was in my house, and that moment came upon me, and I was just telling Jesus how much I loved Him, and my daughter walked in, and she thought I was talking to her, and so I just said, I do love you, you know, and I let her think it for a while. Then she realized, you're talking to Jesus, and we both cracked up over that, and you know, that should be regular and common in our houses today, and it's such a simple way to worship Him, and such a wonderful time to reset in Him, because when you do that, you are focusing, you're choosing to focus on Him instead of your dishes, instead of your problems, instead of the world crisis at hand. And when you worship Him, just with your words or your heart, when you just turn your head or turn your heart towards Him, you don't have to speak. Sometimes you don't speak. And when you choose to worship Him, it's like all of the earth stuff stops for a time, and it does. And it's like a refreshing and a refueling and it's like being recircled, like coming into the center of Him. And I believe that the season we're in, so many of the distractions have gone away. And I believe I talked about this last week. If you're still struggling with distractions, there's no condemnation in this, but there is a shaking where it might be time for you to say, wait a second, I'm still working on these lists. I'm still putting my kids first. I'm still, you know, working on these projects. And I keep saying, I'm going to get to the Lord. I'm going to get to the Lord. And then you go to bed and you are just too tired. And so I'm talking to my friends who are in this situation right now. And I just want to whisper encouragement into your ear. Go to Him. Go to Him. He's your strength. He's your strong tower. He is your refuge. He will give you fresh water. And when you, if you're not spending enough time in His presence, you're going to be dragging and doing things in the flesh and kind of crabby. And your family members are going to be kind of like, whoa, you know, mom's home, dad's home, whoever it is. This should be a joyful time. I mean, we're in a season where we get to enjoy fellowship with our family in such a deep way as never before. And it's like a season in time. It's like time is standing still, and God is calling us away to the secret place. He's calling us to come closer. And so, you know, I used to struggle with spending time giving God first. You know, I struggled with that for so long. So my heart knows what this is like. This is like I know the struggle and the battle that some of you are going through right now, and I want to help you come out of that. I want to help you find the place of peace. And so I just have a couple things of suggestions. I'm going to ask you to ask the Holy Spirit to help you. Say, Holy Spirit, help me put You first. And when you say that out loud, you are actually releasing words which carry power and authority. And, you know, in the past, you might have been saying, I never have enough time to get anything done. Well, then you're releasing those words into the atmosphere. And so what you speak is kind of what you get. And so, you know, there's proclamations I say, and, you know, I'll go through seasons of doing my proclamations. And I went through a season of, certain proclamations I was making, and It wasn't until, I don't know, maybe 3 months after I stopped saying those proclamations, the Lord asked me to do one thing, and I said yes to him. And fast forward, 2 months later, one of the things I was professing has actually happened, and the Lord said it was because of my obedience to what he asked me to do. And so one thing I'd like to say is obedience always brings a blessing. Now, we often don't know the blessing right in front of our face because we have to be obedient in faith. And this is a season of obedience, listening and being obedient to the simple, small things, the little steps that Holy Spirit whispers or tells us, or Jesus, or what we read in the Word. It's important not to put it off. Obedience brings a blessing. Obedience brings breakthrough. Obedience is wonderful. And in the natural, there will always be a conflict with obedience until we master the distractions of our flesh. And that comes through trusting the Lord and building our faith. And the way we build our faith is through reading his word and speaking his word out loud and believing his promises and then doing what he says. And when we do what he says, there's always, always fruit. And sometimes in the natural, people want to measure the fruit. And when you do that, you actually put a limitation on the wholeness of God. And, I like to look at fruit, and I eat fruit, but I'm going to tell you something. I love the limitlessness of God, if that's a word. I love how vast his resources are, how huge his promises are. And I feel like, I believe this is a time in a season where we're going to see and we're going to start walking in the authority and the boldness of Jesus Christ, him through us, by the direction of the Holy Spirit. I feel like the Lord is like delighted in how the setup has turned out. The enemy, we know the enemy's behind that virus. There's no arguing about that because that's just his nature. But I want to tell you something. God is bigger than the enemy, and God is victorious always. And I'm thinking right now of the cross. I'm thinking about when the enemy used the people to bring Jesus to his death, and the enemy thought, oh, that's it, that's the final thing, he's finally taken out. And that was the beginning of such wonderful fellowship and restoration in the kingdom of God. And I feel like this virus, I don't want to compare it to that because it's not that big, but I feel like there's a similarity where we can invoke the promises of God in our life. Some people will do it out of necessity because they'll need to, because maybe sickness is knocking at your door or lack is trying to come in. And the virus may be the push behind that. But I'm going to tell you something. God is bigger. God's word is bigger, and we're the vessels. He says, occupy till I come. We're supposed to speak. We're supposed to stand strong against the schemes of the enemy and speak and declare God's word into the earth. And I know there's a lot of people that are speaking conspiracy theories on both sides, left side, right side, down the middle. I'm not talking about joining a side or a cause. Looking at people that are doing a side or a cause, that's not where my heart is at. My heart is at, okay, are you listening to the voice of the Holy Spirit? It's important not to operate out of our flesh. Now, God is giving people strategies to overcome this virus. I'm trying not to speak on this. I believe God is giving us strategies to walk in victory. And this is just like, it's like a part of a picture. It's not the full picture. And if we're focused on this corner and not on Jesus and getting His blueprint on how to overcome and walk in the fullness. Well, I don't want anybody being taken out by the enemy through deception. Now, I know the enemy is out there. I'm not denying that there's an enemy, but I also know that Jesus defeated him, and then we have the authority to walk in boldness, and we have scriptures to stand on that offer truth and hope and breakthrough. And we have many biblical stories where it looked like it was, you know, over for God's people, but every time when they called on him, he showed them the way. And so I am challenging every one of us to call on the Lord and ask him for truth and ask him for strategies how to overcome. He knows it all. And so I know we're going to see things that we don't want to see. But I'm going to tell you something. It's better to see it and ask Holy Spirit what's going on than see it and read it on Facebook or in the news or hear about it and try to figure it out in the natural. God is our provider. He provides it all. He already has. And let me remind you, he owns all the gold, all the silver, all the oil, all the cattle. He owns all the hills. In fact, he owns me. He owns you. And so, because we're his children, he's not going to let us wander when we ask him for truth. So I am encouraging you to seek him with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. And in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. And what I'm saying, I'm paraphrasing right now, if you need to go to the store, you make a list, but you say, what should I get, Holy Spirit? Is there anything I'm forgetting, Holy Spirit? We need to start engaging in fellowship, deeper fellowship, and that's just superficial. That's just, hello, as my friend, I'm asking you a question. But as you grow in relationship with him, he will tell you things you need to know so that you are ready, so that you can stand strong, so that you can pray, so that you can sow seed, so that you can prepare, and so that you can speak life into dark circles and situations and rooms. And God will God can overturn, and he does overturn, but he uses us. So it's important for us not to become pawns of the media, pawns of the enemy, pawns of our friends, pawns of anybody, except for vessels created for God's pleasure. And to let him do with us as he will. Let him fill us and let us pour out where he tells us to pour out. And let us bring life to where he tells us to. And I was on my prayer walk today and I asked him one question and the download was incredible and I had to record it because it was so fast. And I really feel like we are in an interesting season and I'm excited. I'm very excited for the body of Christ. It's like we're being positioned, like we're being lined up for greater training, greater development of the gifts that he put in us, greater understanding of his word. You know, the word of God is filled with the mysteries, but he said, we know all things. And so if there's scriptures that you're struggling with, sit with the Holy Spirit and ask him. And if he doesn't explain it right away, know that he will show you a path. Know that he will find a way to let you know. I remember there was a season in my life, you know, when I got saved. I got saved in a seeker-friendly church, but I didn't really change my life at all. I just didn't want to go to hell. I did that sinner's prayer to stay out of hell because I didn't, you know, that's all I knew. And I wasn't even sure if I was going to go to heaven. I was like, you know, I had a little bit of mixed doctrine in there, but some of the first stuff I cut my teeth on was not godly. It was, those movies, the Levine movies. And so, you know, when I would read the word, I would read it in like the wrong filters. And it took the Lord a few years for me, because I would say, Lord, I'm asking you to show me truth. But if you think you know truth in an area, he can't get it to you because you know truth, so you're blocked in that area. And I feel like this is the season for unblocking. But we have to say, Lord, show me your truth. What does this mean? And so I'll never forget the time when I realized I had faulty doctrine in regarding end times. and the rapture and all that. And he caused me to read, follow somebody on Facebook and read like a manuscript. And right in there, there was it caused me to ask questions. I didn't even read the book. I just read the introduction, you know, like the outline. And I put it down and I was like, ding, 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 I get it. The Lord's been trying to tell me this for years and I couldn't see it. So I had to renounce the agreements I made with the doctrine that I believed. And I had to come out from among that stuff and then believe his word, which says blah, 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 blah. And so what happened was, because I had such faulty doctrine in that area, everything I read was filtered through. He's coming. You know, I don't even want to speak what my doctrine was because it's not true. So it just was messed up, okay? You know, I laugh at it now. But how many of us are like that? Is there areas where, you know, maybe we listen to some teaching and, you know, there's a lot of stuff, especially nowadays on the internet. You know, you can pretty much fill whatever vessel you want to fill with whatever truth you want to go after. That's and a lot of it's lies and deception. And so it's important to ask the Holy Spirit, what do you want me to study? And study it in the Word. And if you see it on a YouTube, and if it's not matching what God's Word says, I'd be asking the Lord questions on that. And, you know, I just really feel like this is a season of spending time at the feet of Jesus and reading his word and asking him questions and preparing ourselves. This is a simple message, and I really feel like God is calling us back to his feet, back to that time of intimacy. You know, I'm reminded of when I first met Jesus. You know, I was in one of Edgar and Holly's services. It was in Crystal Lake, and it changed my life. And the, you know, when you come alive, when your spirit man comes alive, you can never, you know, you're like, it's like sticking your finger in a light socket. You've been zapped and you'll never forget being zapped. And I remember, you know, going home and the hunger in my heart to know him and understand him. And I was starving for him, but I didn't know I was starving for him until I met him. Isn't that funny? And so, you know, because religion was teaching me, well, at least where I went, was teaching me, you know, be good, do good works, and try your best. And, you know, nothing about, you can't do anything good in your flesh. Good luck with that. And thank you for grace and everything that was released through the cross, that we can call on Jesus in time of need, and he will help us in our time. And as I started to grow in relationship with him, you know, I heard his voice so good and so clear, and I would spend hours just sitting and talking and writing and talking and writing. But one thing I wasn't doing was spending time in the Word. And then the day came when he was kind of like, kind of like a mother, you know, that with a baby nursing when it's time to start eating. You know, he was pushing me away, and I just was like, how can you push me away? I felt like a baby bird in a nest. He was pushing me out because he wanted me to feed on the Word. And I feel like, you know, if I didn't do that, I think I'd be one of those fatheads. I don't know if I can say that on Facebook. You know, spiritually, you know, their head is so spirit-filled that they have no frame of the Word of God in them. And, I, you know, I could have been like that. In fact, I remember the day when the Lord confronted me. And my whole life changed again. And see, I like confrontation. When Jesus confronts me through his word or through a dream or through Holy Spirit or a message, I love when he confronts me because it's like a challenge against what I think I know, against what is real. And I know one thing, I'm usually always wrong. I'm 100% usually always wrong. I say usually because I go in thinking, well, maybe I'm not. And then I'm like, oh, I'm right. I mean, I'm wrong again. You know, he's always right. God is always right. And so I had to come to a wrestling with him, and there was lots of practice where I had to, you know, he would tell me something, I'd be like, I'm not so sure that's you, and I'm not so sure that that's in your word, and then sure enough, you know, he would tell me, and I'd open it up, and there it is in his word. And so that was learning to build trust. That was one way that I learned to build trust in him. And I want to tell you something. His word is more sure than his voice. His word was written by him. Holy Spirit through used men to write his word. And it is solid. What'd you say, Holly?
The more sure word of prophecy.
Hallelujah. I love feedback in the room. Yay! Praise the Lord. So, as you learn to build trust, when he confronts us, we have to recognize he's doing it in love and he's doing it for our benefit. And because he loves us so much, he wants us to walk in truth. And so, you know, I believe in the next days, we're going to hear more crazy stuff on every side that's possible. I would really spend limited time right now. I would sow into him and less time into Facebook, less time into the news. Because what you listen to, you start to believe. And, you know, even I'm not a big Facebook person. Those of you that know me, you know, I'm not into it. But yet I found myself checking the latest thing and I would be getting frustrated. And, we have to check ourselves. If it's causing our emotions to rise up, why is it causing our emotions to rise up? And then what should we do about it? And so for some, it's shut it off. Do a Facebook fast. For others, it's are you upset because you're seeing the posts that people are making? In my case, I'm grieved over the condition of the body of Christ and how easily we get entangled in this stuff. And I'm in a season in the Lord where he has me praying for the body of Christ. I have like a hunger to help people get what they're supposed to get in the season. And let me just tell you something. That's not a work of the flesh. That's a work of the Spirit. And that's training my spiritual muscles through listening to what he says and obeying. And I'm not special, but I'm telling you something. I believe every one of us has assignments in the kingdom of God, and I don't want you to miss your assignment. I don't want you to miss the opportunity. I don't want you to miss doing homework with him and learning and listening and resting. And hallelujah. What's going on over there? Hallelujah. Okay, maybe I do like less distractions. No, I'm kidding. So I have all my comments turned off, so I can't see what you guys are saying, but I'm believing that you're hanging in there with me. And so during this season, I'm contending for your faith. I'm believing God that you are going to walk victoriously, but you have to show up. And I'm calling you out right now. Come into the secret place. Come into the secret place. Come away. Tuck away with Jesus. Come away. Tuck away with Jesus. And I'm telling you, when you do, when you put him first, when you get him first, right order, just it's like dominoes. It flows. And so some of you are stuck right now with trusting him. You're stuck with listening to this message and going, I don't know if that's true. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you come in truth. That's all you have to do. He'll lead and guide you. You can believe him. And so I'm actually seeing in the season, I'm hearing testimonies from people who are practicing this and seeing breakthrough. And I've got a few testimonies I want to share. I've had a couple different families share with me breakthrough in their household. And I just think that's wonderful. I'm seeing, here's how it happens. First, This is the thing. I was talking to the Lord about this again today. You can't come up with a plan for your household and the problems in your household without seeking him for the plan. And then once you get the plan from him, there has to be agreement. And for some of you struggling with, one of the things the Lord has me praying for is the basement kids. You know, they don't actually live in a basement. Some do, some don't. But, you know, they're the dark ones, the ones that are struggling, that are on medication, that have made bad choices and then been well, I'm just going to say stuck with medicine, and they're struggling. But God's got them. God's heart is all over them. And I've seen waves of breakthrough coming into the households and releasing captivity, releasing the captives from this. And I'm hearing testimonies already about this. And how it's happening is first there's a plan. First there's the blueprint from heaven. And then I'm seeing families come together and encourage each other and build each other up instead of letting the enemy use each other for division by speaking a sharp word or sowing, you know, discord. I'm seeing breakthrough in the family. I'm seeing, you know, once the enemy's plans are exposed and the body or the household sees, oh my gosh, that's actually happening in my house. That is the enemy. We're not going to allow that anymore. And so they go to their prayer closet, they get the strategy from heaven, and then they pray it and come in agreement. And then, because that seed's been sown, a little shoot comes up, and then the next thing you know, there's breakthrough. I'm telling you, it's a wonderful time. And so I'm seeing people coming off their meds. I'm seeing people get jobs. So if you're one of those who's still struggling in a situation with family members that are checked out, unproductive, stop trying to fix it in the flesh. It hasn't worked this far, and it won't work. This is a spiritual battle, and the enemy has taken out your loved one and held them in captivity through bondage. Now, maybe your loved one opened the door to the enemy. I'm not saying that's not the problem, but what I'm saying is get the blueprint from heaven. Stop trying to fix this in the natural. Stop trying to figure it out and hold them up. And I'm telling you, we're going to see a shaking. And it's a good shaking. It's because, you know what? Nobody wants to live like that. Nobody wants to be in bondage. You know what it's like to be in bondage. And so you remember what it was like before you knew Jesus. And so God is breaking through into the dark places and releasing these rolls, these waves of his glory into the households. And I am seeing that people are being swept up into this and coming out of addictions. You know, there's nothing better than when God delivers someone, because it's forever. I can say that. Been delivered. Hallelujah. You know, struggled with addiction all my life since I was a teenager and in and out of programs. And I'll never forget the night I got set free once and for all. And I was actually in an Edgar and Holly Bailey meeting in Crystal Lake. I used to drive an hour to go to those meetings, and started to feel a little uncomfortable when Holly was at the keyboard. You know, the presence was just, I loved the presence of Jesus, and I loved how she would release heaven into earth and bring us up. And I started to have a little problem. I started having trouble breathing, and I used to have asthma, I used to have migraines, high cholesterol, all that stuff, been healed of it all, thank you, Jesus. And I started to have this breathing problem, and I was very shy back then, and probably sitting in the back row, and my friend Mary was with me, and she's like, what is your problem? I'm like, I don't know, but something's not right. Well, what was going on was I had a stronghold. I had a demonic force, a spirit of addiction, and the thing had a grip on me, let me tell you. And what ended up happening was there was a struggle. It was a war that broke out. and I remember thinking, I'm either going to pass out because I can't breathe and the ambulance is going to be called, or this thing's leaving, and I didn't know which. And I remember getting up and trying to walk out that meeting to go into the bathroom, and I remember going into the bathroom, and that thing, you know, came out. I saw it was a black globby mist. It bounced off and took off, and it scared me. I was like, oh, what was that? And you know, I came back in, the asthma symptoms left, and I never struggled again with addiction. And, you know, God is faithful to deliver and heal us always. And I remember I was just a young babe back then, and I remember telling people, you know, they knew me. Uh-oh, my battery is dying, Holly. I remember we got 15%. Can we make it?
Are you plugged in?
I am. Let me fix this. Maybe it's backwards. Let's try that. Charging. Okay. So I remember I was just a young Christian back then, and I think I was doing a fast because I remember going to the women's group tea luncheon, if you can imagine me doing that, for those of you who know me. So I went to this women's luncheon tea, and I was fasting. I wasn't eating, so I just drank tea. And people could tell I was different, and they were like, you know, what's going on? And I was like, oh, I can't wait to tell you. I had a demon in it and laughed. And, you know, then that big argument of, you know, can a Christian have a demon? Well, I didn't know, but I knew I had one. And so I had to go to the Word and learn about that. And, you know, that was many, many years ago. But I'm telling you, Jesus is releasing people from bondage. And he's going to continue to set us free and help us walk in his victory, because he is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and nothing is too big for him. Nothing. This virus is a virus. It's like a gnat, okay? And we have the authority through his blood, the blood of the Lamb purchased for us. We can apply the blood, you know, we can apply the blood, we can take his elements, his communion, and come in, commune with him. And learn about the mighty things of his kingdom and everything that was released through his resurrection. And so, friends, I'm encouraging you tonight. If you're struggling, call on Jesus, and he will help you. He always helps us. You know, there's been times when I've cried out and I'm not figuring it out. I'm like, Lord, I don't understand. You got to help me. And then he'll give me a dream, and I'll be like, oh, I wasn't even looking in that direction. So he's always speaking to us. And so if you are struggling with hearing the voice of God, a couple tips. One, go to our website. All our single MP3s, all our digital media, single messages are free out there. Download How to Hear the Voice of God. It's a powerful teaching. Download. They're rattling in front of my head. Go there. And when you go there, look through and ask the Holy Spirit, which one should you listen to? And you can take as many as you want, but don't get overwhelmed. Just take what you need and then come back and take some more. And also our app. Our app is filled with our teachings. All our audio is on our app too. So go to get our app. Go to Spirit of God Worldwide. Go to our website, spiritofgodworldwide.com. And on the homepage, you can download the app from the device of your choice. And it'll bless you. And also, Holly did a teaching called The Walk of the Spirit. Powerful teaching. It's a 4-week course she taught. And friends, I'm going to tell you something. We're in a season where you're going to start seeing some more stuff. We're going to be releasing some stuff. And you don't want to miss it. So follow us. Join in. Partner with us. We've got stuff that... I don't know if I should say brewing on the back burner, brewing on the front burner, or simmering, but we've got stuff that we have for our partners that, well, we're praying for our partners. We love our partners, but we got something going for our partners. So if you're not a partner, you might want to partner with us. I'm talking about covenant partners. I'm talking about seed sowers. I'm talking about the ones that hold us up in prayer. I'm talking about the ones that are in our family, that we're in this together. We're going to finish this together. We love everybody, and we'll bless anybody who wants to listen to our messages. And so if you're a blessed partner, we love you, and our messages will always be there for you. But sometimes an act of obedience brings a blessing. And so if you're struggling, you know, ask the Lord what you should do, and then do it. And I'm seeing in journals right now as I speak that, I'm seeing in journals, the Lord has spoke some stuff to us, and we haven't done it. And we're like, well, what's next, Lord? And the Lord's like, go back to your journal. And he's not saying that like he's mad at you. He's like, come on, I got stuff for you. But do this first. Because he can't, you know, it's like a cake. You can't put the frosting on until you put the flour in and the sugar and the eggs. So go get the flour. Go get the oil. Ooh, go get the oil. Come on, go get the oil and make your cake. Hallelujah. So get your blueprint from God. Okay? What does that mean? Sit in his presence. Lord, help me. I don't know how to do this. Help me. And he will help you. And so, friends, I want you to continue to send your testimonies in. And we're praying for you. We're getting lots of prayer requests. We pray for every prayer request we get, we pray over. And you know, you can submit your own prayer request on the prayer wall, on our app, on your phone, or you can go to the website and submit one. Or, you know, you can message us on Facebook, but sometimes, you know, we have multiple people working our Facebook page, so sometimes it takes a bit for us to get to it, more than one day, I'll say, but it does get answered. But Facebook is not our favorite means of transportation at this time, although we're using it for this. So, friends, I just want to tell you, you are in a good place in God. Sit with him. Get your Bible open. Get your notebook out, because he's going to reveal to you great things for you, strategies to overcome the obstacles of your flesh. I bless you in the name of Jesus. I love you. We are excited that you have joined in and that God is doing a move. So fear not. The Lord is with you. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed today's message by Laurie Scanlon. You can download more messages from our store at www.spiritofgodworldwide.com.